This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A parent rights group supports Prime Minister Mia Motley's call for urgent education reform. While the National Parent Teacher Association says reforms would push children to reach their full potential. President of the Caribbean Development Bank highlights plans to address food security. Students make a monetary donation to charities from the $20 challenge, and the Trump administration to end temporary immigration protection status for Haitians by August. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A parent activist in Barbados is supporting calls by Prime Minister Mia Motley for an overhaul of the region's education system, as she lamented that the current system is in shambles and urgent reform is needed to build out the region. Spokesperson of the group of concerned parents, Paula Ann Moore, says they're heartened by the Prime Minister's recent comment at the opening of the CARICOM Heads of Government and stressed the time for mere talk on the issue has long gone.
The fact that both the Prime Minister referred to the CARICOM education system as in shambles, and this is coming the same week that the World Bank referred to the CARICOM education system as in crisis, demonstrate that the subject matter experts and the political leadership recognizes that we cannot afford to continue with more of the same and a lot of long talk on education. The time is past due for solution-driven, realistic implementation and a coordinated implementation of education solutions.
She wants stakeholders to have a seat at the table to discuss the way forward for education in the region.
What we insist upon is, in addition to the deliberations at the heads of government meeting, that key stakeholders, parents, students, and teachers are given a seat at the table at the strategic level and at the decision-making level. Diversity of perspectives has been acknowledged as essential to optimize decision-making. And in the 21st century, if we want to give our children the best future to compete on the global stage, we education stakeholders need to be at the table and not at the end of the implementation and execution stage.
Spokesperson of the group of concerned parents, Paula Ann Moore. Meantime, General Secretary of the National Parent Teacher Association, Nicole Brathwaite, also supported calls for reform, stressing it would help children reach their full potential.
The NCPTA acknowledges that educational transformation is essential at this juncture. To effectively address our children's needs, we advocate for enhancing the teaching and learning environment, the pedagogy, the strategies, and the overall quality of education delivered to our children. Not throwing out the baby with the bathwater, of course. We believe that this approach will enable our students to explore and to realize their full potential, which is what we all want.
General Secretary of the National Parent Teacher Association, Nicole Brathwaite. The Caribbean Development Bank has made a case to CARICOM heads of government for the bank to unlock capital to address the issue of food security in the region. Speaking with journalists ahead of the meeting, CDB President Daniel Best said the bank wants to introduce concessional resources that would empower the private sector to finance their projects to address the issue.
One of the things I will be speaking to heads about during the financing session is the importance of CDB covering, seeking to unlock capital in the region. As we know, there are a lot of innovative projects out there, but the threshold with which project developers have to reach sometimes is quite onerous. So how can we move liquidity into the region? And as you know, our AA+ rating was just reaffirmed by Fitch, and we plan to bring that to the market to provide guarantee systems, to provide concessional resources, to allow private developers to do more within the private sector, to release some of the burden on our government.
He said the bank aims to take a new approach to financing major projects in the Caribbean.
Within that innovate space, we will be bringing innovative financial products and solutions with which capital can flow a little bit easier within the region to drive the development paradigm. That is what we are looking forward to. We stand with our MDB partners and most importantly, our board member countries to move development to the people of our Caribbean region.
President of the Caribbean Development Bank, Daniel Best. Meantime, Barbados's ambassador to CARICOM, David Commission, sees the decision to invite UN Secretary General and the head of the European Commission to the heads of government meeting as a strategic move by CARICOM chairman and Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley. He told journalists that the prime minister is seeking to address what he described as the Trump administration's onslaught on multilateralism.
Clearly, the Secretary General of the United Nations is all about defending and preserving that multilateral system, starting from the UN and down. And clearly, Prime Minister Motley and the CARICOM leaders sense that there is a need to try to solidify a deeper partnership relationship with Europe. Of course, it goes without saying, we will be seeking to solidify relations within the Caribbean, within Latin America, with our African brothers and sisters. And so where we stand, what our principles are, what our long-term interest is in this rapidly evolving international situation. And yes, I think that would be the key issue.
Barbados's ambassador to CARICOM, David Commission. Students participating in this year's $20 challenge have collectively donated over $5,000 in cash and in-kind contributions to charities across Barbados. Program Director of the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation, Celeste Foster, said the charity component of the challenge was introduced through discussions with Scotiabank about incorporating philanthropy into the program. Her comments came during the $20 Challenge charity event at Sky Mall.
It really was the birth through a conversation with Scotiabank to have a charitable initiative as part of the $20 Challenge. The charity event is important because it shows our young people that giving back, somebody has poured into them and they don't need to pour into somebody else. They're able to do it via in-kind money, volunteer hours. So we are not specifying which charity to give to, but they have to have a connection with the charity. What we are very proud about is that we would have had 160 students from 10 schools participate this year. And we were able to give in excess of $5,000 in cash and in kind, which is more than three times the loan funds invested into these students.
Program Director of the Barbados Entrepreneurship Foundation, Celeste Foster. The Trump administration on Thursday announced that it will not be renewing the temporary protected status granted to Haitian nationals in the country. Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, highlighted this, stressing it is part of President Trump's promise to rescind policies that were magnets for illegal immigration and inconsistent with the law. The TPS is a type of immigration status available to nationals of certain countries that allows aliens, even if they've entered the country illegally, the ability to live temporarily in the United States. Haiti's TPS will end on August 3rd. And finally, a bomb threat at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. prompted an evacuation and road closures yesterday. D.C. police received a 911 call reporting the threat to the Kennedy Center at 10:44 a.m. The department's Explosive Ordnance Division was requested to respond to the scene. Following checks, and security gave the all clear and performances proceeded as scheduled. The Kennedy Center has been in the news recently after President Donald Trump replaced the Board of Trustees and named himself as chairman. Recapping the headlines. A parent rights group supports Prime Minister Motley's call for urgent education reform, while the NPTA says such reforms would push children to reach their full potential. President of the Caribbean Development Bank highlights plans to address food security. Students make monetary donation to charities from the $20 challenge and the Trump administration to end temporary immigration protection for Haitians by August. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.